Today, I asked my family what their earliest memory is. Different members of the family. I'll give mine at the end. So we'll start with Alice. You're the youngest. What's your earliest memory? As we eat dinner.
I don't know. I think the... Wait, I just lost it. Oh, when... I think you were picking up Jake from school. And I was on the iPad. You know, that really, like, old one.
Yeah.
iPad 2.
And, like, I was playing this game or something. It was, like, an animal game. And then you guys came home and you were like, what are you playing? And I was like, oh, this game and stuff. And I was like...
So you were...
And you were like,
with me.
Yeah, and you were like, how did you manage to download that? And I was like, I don't know. I did it.
That's funny.
But I have another one.
Let me get Penny's too, because otherwise she's...
What's yours?
That's in a pass. Skip.
No, you can't
come
skip.
Back, come back.
Come back to me. Come back
to me. I'll come back to you.
I need to think.
Let's ask Kirsten then. My wifeage. Earliest memory.
Well, the main one that comes that I've always thought was my earliest memory, unless there's, you know, sometimes it's hard to sort of remember how old you were in memories. But I would have been maybe 3. Because I was at a childminder, so instead of going, I didn't go to nursery, I went to childminder. And this one particular childminder, we were at her, I can't remember her name, I think my mum does. We were at her house and there was me and another girl. And she had these two huge Alsatian dogs that she used to keep in the kitchen.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Are you afraid of them?
What did you think I was going to say?
Two huge boobies.
Oh, no.
I'm a guy. My mind went right there.
Oh my God. Even I'm not that bad.
You're still young. You'll grow into it.
Don't they see it's worse at my age?
Probably. But I'm still a child at heart.
That's carry on with your story.
I'm your dad, so of course
not,
I have to be.
It's not the nicest of stories, but I remember the other little girl. So I was a lot bigger than her. We were the same age, but I was a lot bigger because I was quite tall and she was like small and skinny and...
Basically, you were like all of our family then, tall, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not tall.
And I don't remember what happened, but I think maybe we were like playing with toys or something and she grabbed the toy or something like that. And I tried to take the toy back. And then I can't remember. There was like something happened between us. Anyway, she got annoyed. She got cross because I then had this toy.
Yep.
And she screamed. And the childminder came. She said that I had hit her, which I hadn't. And the childminder smacked me and put me out of the room into the hallway to sit by myself.
Rude.
I know. It wasn't.
Did you tell Grandma?
Did they do that?
No. Why I think they... because at the time I was so little that I thought that That's I not... would get in trouble by, like, that Grandma would be cross with me. Like, the childminder was cross with me.
Does Grandma know that story?
She knows it now, but I didn't tell her until I was an adult, and she was fuming that somebody else had smacked her child when
only your
my mum didn't even smack me.
She did.
And
she said once in that.
Oh, once she, like, smacked me on the leg, like, yeah. But not really.
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah. That's my earliest memory.
They did that, like, even in the 80s.
Of course they did.
Long time ago.
The 80s is longer ago than you think.
I know it is, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I've got mine.
Tell me about it.
Basically. I was like 5.
This is Jake, by the way, for those who don't know.
And yeah, I'm 20.
And you wish you were 20.
And then it was nursery.
Mm.
And I was playing basketball and there was this really tall guy there. Who was like
tall compared, like as in like
not I don't know what you call them, not a teacher.
Oh.
But like
maybe a TA or something.
Yeah, one of the helpers. Do you remember he had like long curly hair or something?
Very, very, very.
Yeah, really, like I don't remember it like vividly, but it was something like that. And then we were playing basketball and I just scored, and I remember you came and you picked me up and then you took me to see our school, to see primary school.
Oh, nice.
You came to pick me up from the classroom.
But it's your earliest.
But I've got,
yeah, that's
I know.
How can it be earlier than your earliest?
Well.
That doesn't work.
No.
I mean, it's hard to remember dates when you're
young.
But I was
in nursery. It's kind of
okay,
early.
So that's probably earlier then.
Can I
you
go?
Get what? You get 2 goes? Fine, have your 2 goes.
I was going to say 4.
4?
Honestly. Girl, she crazy.
Okay,
Where are you going with this?
I think you remember this too, Mummy. When I was in nursery, they took me out of nursery to see, like, the school, like Jake said, like, the primary school that we were going to. And then at the board, you know, in reception, they were, like, me compared to Jake. Like, that's how tall they felt to me because I was really short. And then like they were, like, playing a game on the board. Like a, you know, whatever. And then I went to the front to play the game, and the other guy was like, "You have to go to the back of the line." And I was like so scared, so I didn't even play the game. I was just like, "Oh no, I'm gonna run away now."
Yeah, now how does it feel? Because
they
to
were
be
so
the
big.
And now you're the big year six. You're not big, are you?
They weren't year six, so they were reception, and I was nursery.
The
it was so scary. One minute I was like so cool.
Okay, so it's your turn then, Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy.
Right. So my earliest memory, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I still remember it really vividly, is that when you walk into my mum's living room, there was a sofa against the wall as you walk in on the left, and it was a long sofa. There was two of them. There's one on the left side of the room, one on the right. And when I was shorter, I used to hang over it, like you do, like that. And I remember walked into the room, and I did that because it was comfy. And I said to my mum, "Mummy, how old am I?" And she said, "3." And I said, "3?" As if, like, it was the most unusual thing in the whole world. And she said, "Yeah, 3. And I said, "All right, then." And then I went back to my room and played with my toys. Aww. And I have no idea why this memory sticks in my mind. It's such a weird thing.
So
but I really remember it very clearly. No, I didn't. I probably never thought about it. I just wanted to know how old I was.
You know that video?
Because at 3, you don't know what 3 is.
When like, you were asking me, like,
anything is.
It's just a number.
And then I just left after that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, bye. I'm going
now. Oh, man. Memories are funny things. All right, so I suppose I should really rephrase the question since earliest memory has turned into earliest memories.
Thank you.
Does anyone have anything else they would like to share? The class?
Wait.
Oh, come on.
Can you do another one?
Yes.
Go on, you can do another one.
Okay, well, you said memories. So
yes, I set myself up for that.
So that was in nursery. I was like, however old I was.
17.
There was this girl. I forgot her name. But she smelled like fish fingers.
Okay. That's the highlight of the entire recording. Excellent.
How do you even smell like fish fingers? What?
She I just did.
Like, what perfume is she buying?
Yeah, that's it.
That was it. That she smelled
I
like
just remembered
fingers.
The smell.
So it's not baby shark, it's baby fish fingers. Baby fish.
Oh, God,
and I think, oh, no, this is actually a good one.
Alice made me play that the other day.
No, this is the same one as the fish fingers.
Okay.
Okay.
You're nuts.
If you don't want me to tell it, then I won't tell it.
No, come on, tell it.
Alice. You may all see now.
No, because I'm just thinking, coming up with more and more.
Okay, tell it. So, we were like, I don't know why, I can't really remember, but like all of us girls were like allowed to wear like skirts.
Oh.
And like, you know, like dresses, like the big like
poofy ones.
Dress up,
yeah, like
dress
fairy
ones.
Dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was another girl, the one with the big afro hair. The one wasn't my friend. What was her name?
I don't know. Sorry.
Anyways, her and there was the other girl who's not like fish fingers, that one. I'm just gonna call never mind. And I was like to the other girl, I was like, "Oh, your dress is really short." Like, as in like, it wasn't as long as ours.
Yeah.
And then she started crying. And then the girl with this felt like a fish finger, she was like, "You need to say sorry." And like, I didn't. And then they told the teacher. And then I had to say sorry.
Wow.
So weird.
Look at you being all meanie.
Mean?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Your dress is so short.
I said her dress is short.
Making a girl cry.
I don't mean-
even if you didn't mean to. It's all right, I've probably done it too.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just an observation.
Are you drinking milkshake?
No, I'm drinking a tiny fruit shake.
Oh, a tiny fruit shake.
It's so short. Look how big this is.
Wow. That's
this
like
is smaller than yours.
Stupendous.
Do you have any memories, Jake, before Alice came?
Yes, do you?
Do you remember anything before Alice?
No. I remember memories before he came.
Because we grew up.
Excuse me?
Shut them up. But you remember
Should
being
I tell
an
the
egg?
Story?
No, definitely not.
Why? I remember when I was younger, I used to say I remembered being in the womb.
Yeah, you're so stupid. You're such a
Shut
liar.
Shut up! I was a child. What ever. Do you expect me to say?
You're the biggest liar ever.
No one remembers. A womb child.
Huh?
A womb child. You remember this?
Do you think if you're born with photographic memory, you can remember in the womb?
No.
Some people, I bet.
You
I listen. The world is bigger than we know. If someone remembers
yeah,
it,
Jake,
they could never
open.
Disprove it.
You weren't like aware that you were there and that you were like.
Oh, yeah, true. Your eyes don't open yet.
Yes, but who cares? By the time you come out, your brain is developed. Otherwise, you'd be able to cry, right? So if you can remember it, maybe you can remember it.
It's like that's a reflex. So I don't.
They were crying. Oh, somebody told me that babies cry when they come out because they just like touched air. Like they felt air.
Yeah,
because
except
they go
you
from
didn't.
Being, like, I in a body temperature.
You did not cry.
Yeah, when I
no,
went
but
to
it's
pools.
It's not just that, it's also like the lights.
When I went to pools, he was like, so you were born in water? And I was like, yeah. He was like, did you come out with goggles on?
So, any pre Alice memories, Jake?
Nope.
You can't remember a single thing?
Nothing.
She's just always been there?
Nothing.
Wow, all those times in Twizzaday with the bike and sort of all running up and down the hallway.
I can't
and
remember that.
I know.
I only like,
you have videos, it's good.
Yeah, I only see the videos. Like
home movies for the win.
No. I can't remember that.
Oh, I have another one.
Oh,
please. This one is a really good one. Okay, so I was in bed. It was like really late. Well, late, you know.
Okay.
Anyways, Jake was asleep and you and Daddy were downstairs playing Scrabble? Yeah,
can't play that in ages.
Like watching the TV and stuff. You were on your
should
like,
do that.
In this table, Daddy was in my seat, and you were in Jake's.
Yeah.
And then I was playing with my baby because I couldn't really sleep. And then like I had like a nappy on it, like a fake one. And then it came undone, so I came downstairs to you, and I was like, "Can you put it back on?" He was like, "Yeah." You were like, "No, bed."
Like, that's definitely mummy, isn't it?
I just wanted you to put the nappy back on the baby. You said no.
That's definitely a mummy thing. And you probably remember it because you were sad.
Yeah, I don't know why I did. Like,
wait,
I was.
How long was the period from Alice being born to us moving here? She was like 3 or 2.
No,
months.
She just turned. Was it 3 or 4?
2015, right? November of 2015. So she would have just turned.
She just turned 3.
I'm another one.
Yeah. We're done now. We are done now. I'm stopping the recording.
You can tell us when Daddy stops the recording.
Or have you stopped?
Yeah, chat. Lads, you know. Yeah, that's talk and talk and talk. I mean, I've stopped this right there, sir.
No,
it's good. Actually, it's good that you can think of these things.
Well, you don't even
want to
hear it.
I didn't say that.
It's just Daddy can't keep recording for hours and hours.
Well, you don't have to. It's been like 10 minutes.
I bet it's been way longer.
10 minutes of a recording of you just talking and talking.
You're telling the world.
If someone tries to skip ahead, it would just be you talking again.
I hate
the
you.
Unskippable adverts. It's fine. Unskippable Alice. Anyway, you've enjoyed Alice. I hope you've enjoyed this look into my family. I'm learning a lot about people I live with every day. It's quite interesting, I'll tell you that. Yeah? Fish fingers?
So
yeah. I actually had a teacher in school I used to call Miss Sweaty Fingers, and she would guide me, and I didn't like that. Didn't like that at all.
I have a few more that I want to tell you guys.
See?
Come on,
later.
Then.
Not now.
Give me
now.
A good one. Just give me a good one to end.
Also, he gets to.
Yeah, I get to.
Because he's given one.
No, it's not even that old, but it's like a good one. Do you remember when I got the Switch?
Yes.
And then we were trying to figure out how to.
It was your 10th birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, my 10th. And I got my
we
phone
down
as well
there.
And I cried. Because I got the 8.
Yeah.
Because the 5C was so
it was wrapped
bad.
Up.
It was so bad. Like, the storage kept running out. And then I got the Switch and the phone.
Tiny. We thought the 5C was a 16-gig phone. It was an 8-gig phone, actually.
So
we were wrong.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you kind of.
But we didn't look into
Daddy
it.
Daddy was like, "Happy birthday, son." And I was like, "Son? Like the sun?"
Like
oh
sun.
My days.
Yes.
I was like young. What,
no,
I
but
like
I remember we were trying
seven.
To put the Switch behind the TV on the right. I remember
yes, we were.
Specifically, and I was really sure. And then it took you a while to do
really
it, but
sure.
Then you got it eventually, and then mummy, you had access.
Do you know the reason why? Is because I, at that time, hadn't really seen the USB-C cable. So I was trying to, for some stupid reason.
Isn't that when it like around when it came out?
Yeah, I wasn't having a good luck trying to get the dock switch port plugged into the USB-C.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That makes sense. And then you did it, and then it turned out it was so funny. It was so. That was a good memory.
It was good.
And the Xbox as well. When you did that, that was before the Switch. When I got the Xbox,
All the Forza.
Christmas. No, it was Minecraft, the first game I played. And then I went over to Mike's house and Charlie's house, and he let me play on his Xbox, which is the one I have now.
I was playing a Peppa Pig game on Mommy's phone.
Oh, wow.
I still have that game. It was really fun.
We still have the Xbox, by the way. It's upstairs now. It migrated.
Xbox 360.
No. It's Xbox One. The Xbox 360 is even older.
Xbox 360.
It's a year newer than you.
Yeah, it's 2011. So it's older than you.
No, actually. No. It's 13. The Xbox is 1 year newer than you. That's all.
Newer.
Yes. So you're older than the Xbox.
I play a game that's older than you from 2011.
Which one?
What is that?
Portals 2. It's
I thought you were going to say Forza Horizon.
Well, there actually is another game that's older than me, Forza Horizon 1.
Have you actually played that?
Yeah, I have it.
Is it any good?
It's okay, but like, because it's so old, you know, it's not the same.
Hello?
Yeah, that's it.
Can I say my last one?
No.
I'm done. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.